We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Shin Samach Gimel in the Mosada of Kuk edition. And the Ran had gone against the Rambam. And the Ran said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a commandment. Hashem is saying, you all know. This is introductory. We got 4 minutes, so let's hold questions. Let's hold questions. We got 4 minutes. What Hashem was telling them, he says, the Ran says everyone knew Hashem existed, but what Hashem was saying is, what you believe in is communicating with you. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You know there's a Hashem, but will you accept that He's talking to you? That's the first commandment. I am the one who created the world. Elokecha. I am your God. Asherot Zeiticha, don't you know me? I took you out of Egypt. So the root of the mitzvah, said the Ran, is that we can connect that the one we admit, there is a creator, he exists. Everyone accepted that. But he's the one who told me all these mitzvot. He's connected to me and he told me these mitzvot. And that, says the Ran, is counterintuitive. Because a person would think, what does Hashem need me for? He connects. What did He give me mitzvos for? Why should I accept that He gave me a Torah? That He exists, I understand. That I exist, I understand. But that He told me what to do? Why would He do that? That's the first mitzvah, says the Ran. That's where he went against the Rambam. He says, don't tell me Hashem had to introduce Himself. The first mitzvah, you know, it's much harder to believe the other of the Ten Commandments, and there I understand if Hashem would say them personally. Why did Anochi Hashem Elokecha have to be there? According to the Rambam, it's just a declaration. I created the world. Says the Ran, fine, so Hashem created the world. No, the Ran says, the greatness in the first commandment is, I who created the world and commanding you mitzvot. That is a great philosophical concept. That is a concept that's very hard to swallow. For that concept, I need Hashem to introduce Himself personally and say, hi, I'm here. I'm the one talking to you. That's why the introduction is Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Zui HaMitzvah Rishona, says the Ran, is the first mitzvah of Yibichlal Lomar, Shenamin Shashem Yitbarach Manigenu. And incorporated in this mitzvah is that we believe that Hashem guides us, Umazir Otanu, and warns us. So step one, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, the stress is Elokecha. I'm connected to you. I'm the one. Not like the Rambam that says, I'm the creator, but no. I, the creator who you already knew existed, what the Rambam makes into a mitzvah, the Ran takes as obvious. Rather, the mitzvah is, realize that I'm the one commanding you these mitzvot. Next, v'mitzvah sheniti she'amar, the second mitzvah Hashem says, lo yel chalukim acherim al panai, don't believe in any other forces but me. Klomar lo tavod elo acher ba'olam zulati, Hashem is saying, do not worship any other force but me. Ki oti levad tavod mipnei shani manikha, you worship me because I'm the one guiding you. Says the Ran, these two mitzvot are counterintuitive. If you try to think about it, you will come up with a no. I don't buy that. Logically, why should he? Why should he guide me? The Ran uses the words enteva hasechel noten otan. The nature of your mind will not support this. Aval mitzad iyunenu nit'eh. And if you try to analyze it, says the Ran, you'll err. If Hashem wouldn't personally come along and say, hi, I'm commanding you, then my logic would say no. You would err, v'nishpot evach, and you'd think the exact opposite, says the Ran. Vehu, what you think is, shenachshov v'nomar. If we would start thinking, im lo shir lanu atua, if the Torah had not enlightened us, we would think, shashem yitbach mehoma mikol ma'aseinu. Hashem's above all this. Why would He give me mitzvot? He's above our actions, v'inyaneinu. Why would Hashem be involved in my life? Isn't it a desecration of God to think that He's commanding us, that He's involved, that He's warning us? That's what the philosophers thought. And that's how they were able to build all the evil buildings that they built. And I wish that they speedily be uprooted. So step one, what we've learned in the Ran, is this point. If you try to think about it, you'll say Hashem's perfect, Hashem's whole, Hashem's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. What does He need me for? Why is He giving me commandments? You're right. That's where logic will lead you. That's why the first two commandments Hashem has to say personally. None of the other commandments. Those two Hashem says, yeah, if you didn't hear it from me, you wouldn't believe it. You're right. You'd say, why? It's a good question. Now, this also brings us back to the point that I always say. All the reasons people tell you about why you have mitzvot and why Hashem created a world, they're reason number two. They're not reason number one. Reason number one, I don't know. I don't know. I can have perspective. But Hashem comes and tells me, I did it. I'm here. I'm talking to you. That's why we have Anochi Hashem Lokecha Lo Yelecha. From there, everything else grows. That's the basis. And that basis is difficult to swallow. The Ran himself just said, it's counterintuitive. Your logic won't bring you there. If Hashem didn't say it himself, we'd have a hard time accepting it. So, to be continued.